This is Jefferson Weaver with UCCN Local News. Two people have now been charged in the April 13th shootout at functions in downtown Louisville. Capri McMillan, age 34, was already in jail for the murder of their kids' cribs about 8 hours after the shootout on Madison Street. Louisville police said McMillan and Samantha Crawford have both been charged with firing into an occupied vehicle in relation to the functions incident. Crawford is out on $2,500 secured bond. McMillan's bond was set at $25,000 for the new charge, but he is still being held under no bond for the murder. This week is the 92nd annual North Carolina Strawberry Festival at Jabbern. Events are going to be taking place all the way up into Saturday. And of course, that's the big day with everything going on out of the strawberry field. The strawberry parade, remember, has been moved to 11 a.m. Look for the full list of events on our website. A bill eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion requirements passed the state house yesterday and is expected to do the same in the state senate. Representative Brendan Jones of Columbus County introduced the bill. It eliminates any state-funded DEI programs in any government agency, including schools and grants to local governments. It also prohibits local governments from applying to grants that require DEI certifications. The bill mirrors similar actions taken by the Trump administration on a federal level. More big news out of Raleigh today. A three-court judge panel has ruled that the state auditor can be in charge of appointing the majority of elections board personnel at the state level. Governor Josh Stein initially won a 2-1 decision against Republicans. Stein said the law was unconstitutional. He sued after it was passed over former Governor Roy Cooper's veto. Yesterday's decision, however, decided that the law was constitutional. It also reversed the lower court ruling. State Auditor Dave Bolick began making changes today. The State Board of Elections has purged nearly 499,000 voter records from across North Carolina as part of routine cleaning. It's required by law. Most of those who were removed from the rolls were people who have not voted or had contact with their local boards in at least 8 years. Of those names that were purged, roughly 25,000 people were deceased. Another 2,500 were convicted felons who have not had their rights restored. 5 non-citizens have been removed from the statewide rolls so far this year. 7,000 duplicate registrations were also found. Most of Columbus County remains in a severe drought, according to the state drought monitor that was released today. Currently, Columbus is around 9 inches below average rainfall. Some areas could be classified in the extreme category if we do not see some significant rain in the next week. Mosquito hatches have been low due to the drought. There's a silver lining on that cloud, I guess. But state officials are urging residents not to be lax in their anti-mosquito effort. Owners of horses, donkeys, and ponies are encouraged to have their animals vaccinated against eastern equine encephalitis, West Nile virus, and East Nile virus. The illnesses are almost always deadly. Health officials are also encouraging folks to be sure that there's no standing water for mosquitoes to call home, and when possible, turn lights off at night to avoid attracting the pest. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.